Hello, hello, and welcome back to Let's Dig Into That. This is a proclamation, a call to connect, grow, and share in the messy, beautiful realities of being human. We are honored to have you with us. And who's the us I'm talking about? My fortress of support, the gatekeeper of flow, my moat master on the mic, the joyful jester, JT.
The joyful jester, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's funny because
the voice. I thought that would pique your interest.
The voice you all just heard, she is the queen of happiness and joy, never gets caught up in the dread. She's a Chiefs fan because she's from right outside Arrowhead. It's Jordan, everybody!
Bingo!
And hey, so, it's Super Bowl week. I mean, come on.
I got a queen and there was a fortress. I like what we're doing here.
I am a Broncos fan, just
for the record. But yeah, I have been rocking some red, haven't
yes,
I?
Yes, absolutely.
Red Kingdom. Just saying.
We're not talking about the Super Bowl. I'm no, sorry, I did that. But you know what?
What are we talking about?
I am curious.
Yay.
What is the first thing that pops into your mind when I say the word forever? Forever.
Well, I think I just probably stole yours the way you said that. Like, you have to go Sandlot.
I
you
want to
do that first?
Forever.
What was it? It was like Squint. Oh,
yeah.
Squint.
They're talking about the Beast the first time. It's one of my favorites.
The movie,
my gosh.
Classic. Okay. And so with that reference, forever.
Yeah, what do you think of when I say forever? What's the first thing that pops in your mind other than Squints from Sandlot?
Another episode where I hurt your feelings right up front, where I'm just like, forever seems like, yeah, I am instantly in a spiral of mortality where it's like, well, forever's got to come. When does forever end? Oh, dead. When I'm dead. And so I think it's a little dark. And so if I play on like, what is forever? Like word association, forever. Continuous or incessant.
Oh, God.
So I'm so
jeez.
So what about you?
I had never thought of forever as a terrible word, but you ooh, know what? When I think about this, it's pretty interesting because, oh, I hate that word. But it really does sort of pique my thoughts and trying really hard not to say it.
Tickles your brain?
Yeah, because like what actually is forever? In the sense of like things that actually fit the definition, like death is one of them because you're never going to see that. You're never going to see that person again.
Right.
But yeah, the things that actually fall into the definition of forever are not good.
Oh, you think they're just a little dark? Because you got to death real quick too.
Well, no, I think of the commitment you make when you marry someone. That is a supposed to be forever commitment, but at the same time, I had never really framed it, but like when I think about the context of what that word actually means, when someone passes on, it means they're forever not going to be with you in this world again. The things that actually fit the definition are not pleasant.
Not pleasant. Because like even, I mean, California, it just burned horrifically, devastatingly, like thought Altadena was forever, like, and we, I mean,
but
they will rebuild, yes. And it is going to be absolutely incredible.
Thoughts and prayers to everyone out in California.
Endless prayers. I just can't even imagine all our love and support, but like, whoa, talk about something that you kind of take for granted on the, oh, my neighborhood will be here
right
tomorrow.
Well, you also think of like buildings and things that have been around longer than a lifespan,
mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of has a forever connotation in my mind, where a lot of times you're just the part of a life of a building, you know, like you say, oh, this is my house, but your house is going to outlive you.
Right.
Most likely.
But
so I get what you're going with the California stuff and how devastating that is.
So how dark are we going to go here? I'm curious about, the darkness.
Yeah.
Should we like Dionne Warwick forever? Oh, is that like together forever? I'm still in my heart. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, that's all we can do without having to pay royalties. So.
And losing every listener. and so I apologize for that. But yeah, so we both took that forever vow.
We did, yes.
How you feeling about that now?
You know, it's,
we took it twice.
that's why I have a hard time with the word. Like, I really do appreciate that context. And when you make that commitment, you say that in your vows. But it's really hard not to think, like, can you, like, forever's, I don't understand. Like, I really like the concept. I want to spend my life with you. I want to have my forever being by your side. But having been through a divorce and having made that vow and commitment to someone else, what I think about is like, that was a phase of my life. Like I was a different person then.
A chapter.
That was a moment in time.
So the forever for that particular version of JT.
It sounds weird. Like that version of me is dead. So right. That would be the end of that forever, right?
Yeah. That's interesting because, yeah, best laid, and I love that you worked in supposed to be forever, right, as we've both edited the concept. But, you know, I mean, divorce rate, it's no one, that's not a secret that it's kind of the accurate representation. But I think that's so insightful to be like that person that I was, what was important to me.
That, it's all changed.
That came to an end, and there was, yeah, you had kind of a dramatic finish, and so you made sure you threw a wake, I think, for that poor soul. And so, yeah, and I'm even still thinking about the forever and the energy of, like, losing someone where I'm like, I'm still, I've got my peeps, but you're right, I'm much more, yeah, that's a hard stop on the, you know, I was a different person. I think that's really cool.
Right, and like, my dad passed. We've talked about that a little bit. And I agree with you. Just because he's passed, I still feel his presence. And I, you know, his forever being a part of my life, he will forever be my father. And yep. So that's a great way to use well that put. Word. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just because he's not in this realm or whatever you believe, but I'm not the kind of person that believes when you pass on from this world that your energy goes somewhere, and I believe that exists. And so that's a great way to look at forever in a positive light.
Yeah, I was trying to spin it. Because like I said, I was scared of hurting because I was like, oh, he wants to talk about forever. Neat. And my mind was instantly like, oh, again with our poor listeners going, abandonment issues with my poor JT and having like, I need you to sign on this line for forever, fingerprints included. And then me going, forever suffocation. There's my synonym. Well,
I thought this would be fun to talk about, and I was curious because I knew
Happy Valentine's.
Hey, we've got lots of time before Valentine's Day, but I knew it would scare you, and I think it's a really, fun topic to sort of dig into because there's a lot to that word, and I think it's misunderstood, and
Yeah, I think my punchline in my heart is going to come back to where I'm like, I'm the only one stuck with me for forever. But at the same time, how just quickly staying on the like our particular relationship and the like how we're using that word. Mm-hmm. What's to say that this version of JT is not gonna, you know, die as well?
Well,
I could do better there, but you know, that how will we grow possibly
in the confines of a relationship? I really think that you have to be understanding. I wish there was a different word. When you are committing your life to someone and taking that vow to marry someone, I wish there was a different word because really what I think forever means is I want to grow and adjust myself alongside you. Because when you get married, you are going to be a different person in 5 years, in 10 years, in 15 years, in 20 years. And so I wish there was a word that encompassed like I want to...
I want to support
you your entire life as you grow and change because...
And also have you the faith in the security of knowing you're going to do the same.
Right. It's like that Sigmund Freud quote that I love. It's how bold you can be if you're sure that you're loved.
Ooh, Freud?
Yeah, Freud said that.
Huh. I like it. My shoulders are twitching.
When we use forever in marriage, it doesn't cover it. It's not what I'm...
It didn't. I missed the mark.
That's not it. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you're taking this thing and you're using time to measure it. When in reality, like, that's the one thing we don't really have a measure on. We don't know when it starts. We don't know when it stops. Like... Mm-hmm. That's not a good representation. Like, yeah, I'm glad we wrote our own vows because like, I do think that your forever can end without you dying and leaving this planet. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Your advocate for like forever as long as?
Well, that's the other thing is like, even when you make those vows, mm-hmm. there's stipulations.
It feels like we're already some
as long as you're
in.
Not sleeping with someone else okay. or blah, you know, like
it's
there's
good to have that clear.
There's unspoken other things, but you still say the forever part out loud.
Well, think about the best friends necklaces I've been through. You remember the heart necklace where each friend got a half of the heart? Like a little zigzag down the middle.
Absolutely.
Like those relationships I am thinking about so much too in the context of there's been greater almost to romantic heartbreak in losing some of these like sisterhood bonds and things change. And that version of one or both of us might have passed on. And so it is. That's really tricky. But I feel like forever it's dangerous. It's almost like, you know, jinx. You know, the minute you say this is what it's going to be.
So another question for you.
I'll bring it on.
What would you say the opposite of forever is?
Not at all.
I get that.
I'm not really sure. Yeah. Opposite.
Again, pulling on the teachings of AA. Like if you're, when it comes to like a relationship or living your life and you're going to say, this is going to be what I am forever.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. This is it for the rest of my days, forever.
Yeah, and that even with my, that applies what I'm thinking about that self. I'm like, I can't commit to that. I can't, like, no. I want to have that freedom to change my mind hardcore.
Yeah,
but
that's
whoa,
what you're saying.
In
that's
the context of, like, a recovery moment, the opposite of forever, one day at a time.
Exactly. That's where I was leading you.
Yeah, that's kind of funny that, okay.
It's terrifying to think about anything. Like,
what is a, because I, again, you've been, you do meetings more often than I do, and I love the little takeaways, but like, do they have you heard some, I would love an old timer's take on playing with the fire of forever. Do you happen to have anything you could share?
When I first got sober and I did treatment, a 90 and 90, and then I found a sponsor and a home group. And my home group was so old school and traditional.
They built the school.
These guys,
they built the school.
They were actually like six generations down from the founders. Like these guys were hardcore AA folks. And I'm not joking. There was a guy, and again, anonymous is a big deal, but there was a gentleman that if you use the word forever, he'd come up and smack you side the head. Because it is not an okay word in those rooms, at least the old school guys and the way they feel about it. And that's because it is terrifying, especially for the newcomer to think about, for the rest of my life, I will never consume alcohol.
Right.
That sounds terrifying to a lot of people.
I just think of, oh, it does. Like that, I can't imagine it falling out of my mouth of how many times I was like, oh, I'm going to start this diet for real on Monday. If I played with booze the same way I did like second dessert.
Right.
Holy banana. But no, that if you were like, Jordan, are you going to drink in your future? I would love to say I can intend to maintain this lifestyle I've chosen because I freaking love it.
Mm-hmm.
Sidebar. But that I want, that's my goal, that's the plan, but the F word's not going to slip out my mouth.
And it makes me
and
it makes me think about my mom. She says the hardest thing that she ever had to do in terms of making sure that she was healthy was quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
She's of the generation where everyone smoked. You know, it mm-hmm. was just what happened. And so she quit smoking, and that was so wonderful. And you know what she did? She couldn't handle the forever word. So she was like, when I turn 70,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Whatever, you know? And so she gave it up for a period of time in her mind. And by the time she got to 70, she was like, I'm not interested in that anymore, which is really great. But one day at a time is the,
I feel much more comfortable.
Opposite.
Had I written in our vows, I'd love to take our marriage one day at a time, which I think we kind of do, but you'd be like, cool, but still I'm going to need you to sign here. And that's a compliment. I think that's good because it is important. But how are you going to attempt to keep this circus of joy going and happy and feeling that support when I can flip it and change my mind on a dime?
Well, it's
how are you going to support my dark and weird and twisted?
I think that relationships that last, because that's what we're really talking about, lasting relationships, they have to be two individuals. You're not one entity. And that's what I think that's the biggest misconception that most people get wrong in a relationship is your partner needs to be an addition. And we've talked about that
before.
And
I don't know if wrong, because I can see if that's your jam. So I'm sorry I interrupted right there.
No, you're fine.
But I agree that for my health, I can't imagine functioning well in that environment. Go ahead.
and it works for some people. And there's some entities of your life that are going to function where you have to be a unit. But in reality, lasting relationships are two individuals that support each other no matter what. I support your individuality. If you told me today that you were going to be a potato farmer, I'd be like, all right, let's figure out, this is what you're dead set on. This is what the authentic Jordan wants to be. And I would support you in that. And that's truly the commitment that you're making. And that's what I think, that's why I wish there was a different word other than forever. Because forever just means like, okay, but I want to support who you become. You know, in our wedding vows, one of the things that I put in there is I love you then, I love you now, and I'll love you forever. And, yeah, you know,
through all the seasons.
Through all the seasons.
Which, and I know what that means.
Through all the changes. And like, that's
through all the pirates and the ninjas. We all know. So we're talking about the support, and I love the concept, feels great. And when you reaffirm that's individuality throughout and not just a one-hit wonder of, I promise, yeah, you're good, do you, but you follow that up, is that an equal balance? Am I doing that equally?
Yeah,
tit for tat.
I think that there's always going to be struggles, you know, like I think there's going to be times where you're not on the same page. And what I mean by that is, if I wanted to do something radical, like, hey, we're moving to Iceland, that's not me being an individual. That's me being domineering over our, like, that might not fit with who you
it
are at
does.
The time.
You know I'm in, which is just the, but I get your point.
Yeah. And so it's a really hard sort of balance. And so I would say yes to your question. Absolutely. I feel very supported all the time. I think that when I come to you with something that I want to do, for instance, one of the big ones is I want to buy a van. When I was young, I bought a van right out of college, and I traveled the entire country, and I want to do it again. And this time I want to do it with a partner. I did it with friends in the past, and I did a lot of solo trips too, and they weren't as much fun.
You guys are here in the proximity of the van space.
And you've always supported that.
But I do think it sounds really fun.
Yeah, right?
I do. Well, I'm so glad you are feeling the support, because I want to just point out that in the span of forever and doing our best not to make it a timestamp, I don't think shit's going to be equal. I think there's going to be seasons and phases where it's like, oh, damn, it was the decade of Jordan. We had to really lean in, and she had to work through some stuff, and
right.
She had some great ideas and some flops. And I think if forever, I think balance is still great, but it can't be in a snapshot. And that's really tricky. And so I think forever, I'm not great with patience. I don't know if you picked up on that. But I think it's really helping me that I'm like, as long as I remain curious in the moment of that, you know, when you are coming
willing to learn and grow.
Yeah, that I can be that continued support.
Yeah, there you go. Forever
but
for
patient
me.
When I'm like, you're just batshit crazy. Stop with the freaking van. Our dogs are giant and they smell. And that is just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. How many days do you think I go without a great shower? How many days? It's not a lot, but I do want a van.
Yeah. I get what you mean, but I love the context that you just put that in. Is it's more of like, I will forever vow to be open-minded.
Yeah,
that's
I can do
like,
that.
That's like more of the, I forever vow to hear and understand you. That's more of like how it actually like, I hope vows are more written like that these days than anything else, because like that's what it's about, is staying open-minded and having that growth mindset.
I vow to always give you my honest opinion. But no, it is true, and I think we are good about, the only way we can both grow is if we've created a safe environment for us to bring these wackadoo ideas. The vulnerability required to grow, to admit to yourself that you're like, who is it? Is it Gina Davis that's archery master of the universe?
Yeah,
I probably bring her up at
once. Got started at 40. She was one of my original crushes.
I think about her every
day. I love Gina Davis.
Who doesn't? Okay, and so for her to admit to herself, because I, shockaroo, like to achieve and be good at shit. And so for me to admit to myself I want to try something new,
uh-huh.
That's kind of scary when I'm like, I got to be kind of in the, I want to coast and be above average on my intro day.
What if I said, hey, I really want you to try this new thing that I know you're super into, and I want you to just take it one day at a time. Does that make it easier?
I think so. I'd have to test myself and be like, yeah, it's words. And so, but probably like go once out of the comfort. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's how I think you combat also that feeling of, it's like, I got to be good at this.
Right.
If you take the approach of one day at a time, it means, okay, I'm learning this.
Yeah.
Today
I'm
going to
give it a shot.
Today I got better at this element. Today, you know, tomorrow I'll get better at this. And like, it just frames it. The perspective in the word forever has to be there. You know, you have to give it some perspective. This is another thing I deal with in my other line of work. You know, think about people who are given diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say it's ADHD. Mm-hmm. You will be ADHD forever. And that's something people struggle with. That's a hard thing
to
handle.
Swallow.
And so I always try, when these people learn that, you know, I'm dyslexic, that's something I will have forever. But if you take it one day at a time, you learn how to handle it. And it's not even on the tip of your mind. It has to be the perspective that you take, because that's how you manage things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, in my when you said that word, I went much heavier, I'm like, I've got an amputated leg, cancer diagnosis, you know, something which I still think just, you know, with the same intent, you're absolutely right, just with much more gravitas. Well,
you brought up Gina Davis, who took up archery at 40 and then became like a Olympian, right?
It makes
me think of my favorite tennis player. I've talked about him with you recently. His name is Marty Fish. And he dropped out of the biggest match of his life because he was having mental health concerns. Mm-hmm. And they did an awesome documentary. I think you can find it on Netflix about Marty Fish. He's just awesome. Okay. But what he did is that documentary ends, spoiler alert, everybody, with him saying, classic. Yeah, this is something that I will deal with forever. And now I get to win every day. And I was just like, great perspective is that?
Marty.
Yeah.
That's so good. Can you say it one more time? Marty Fish.
Marty Fish.
Swimming in the ocean.
He grew up with Andy Roddick, actually lived at the Roddick's house, and was a great tennis player in the
JT
early 2000s.
JT did tell me a lot about
and
this gentleman.
Marty Fish.
Very inspired.
He started having these massive panic attacks, and he was, you know, he had been a competitive high-level tennis player his whole life, and he got to the supreme stage. He was playing Roger Federer, and he dropped out of the match because he could not get his head right. He was panicking. His heart rate was through the roof, and he was diagnosed with an anxiety disorder, and it's something that he will battle for the rest of his life, and he framed it.
But has tools to battle with.
Exactly. He did therapy, and he actually came back years.
I want to watch this.
Years later and played doubles with Andy's. It's just such a great story, but his mindset is exactly how you have to take forever as a concept of one day at a time. Mm-hmm. And I loved, from a competitor, an athlete, he goes, now I have something that I get to do and win every day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm
How
very
awesome
glad
is that?
You shared that. Huge. I do remember the Marty. He was, you were pumped.
Well, I've always loved him. And then they made that documentary and I was like, about time everyone knows.
Yes. Don't you? I know. It's the classic, the NPR classic. They heard on NPR today, you know? And so, heard about Marty today. But it's just such a, like, the forever idea. It's just so non-linear, and forever feels like you are pointed.
Right.
In a direction. And I would argue that, I love that you brought in the athletic side. Like, all of those, like, your forever passions.
Well, athletics is a tricky one, because guess what happens to every athlete?
That you retire.
Yeah, there is no forever in athletics.
No, your legacy lives on. But I do empathize. Like, that is because that's a commitment unlike most marriages, that you are spending more hours with sport than you are,
training, managing your diet. It's pretty crazy.
That's, reinventing yourself. And so, that part of you came to an end. We can't say that part of me died. We got to come up with something. But that forever was,
You can honor the past and still move forward.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And I think bringing it full circle here, we started with, Jordan, what do you think about with forever? And I'm like, ooh, mortality. But it makes me think about, like, there is stuff that I'm like, oh, man. So I do just end up with me. And I'm like, what is left on that bucket list? And not that I'm that detached from it, but it is always time to rewrite that sucker.
Absolutely.
And so I'm feeling like forever, all of a sudden, I'm like, screw it. I'm never calling it a bucket list again. I'm calling it a to-do list.
There you go. Love that.
And I'm writing that tonight. And so, yeah, because I got some shit to do before my forever comes up. You can be there. You can be there.
I would even argue, like, in this conversation, I really like the idea of forever. I've already said that. Like, that word doesn't carry the darkness that we started mm-hmm. with for me. But you've really opened my eyes to something. But forever is a construct. That word doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. I love when it came right around. Yeah, it's true. But there is something like I have a phone call with a girlfriend later tonight, and like if she ends the phone call with like, I'll love you forever, I will feel that in my little softest spots. I'll be like, ooh, that feels so good, right, because I'm counting on it. Because
we understand it as like, this means for as long as we're on this planet, I've got you.
I got your back.
Mean? And that's what that means. But it's not actually what it means, because mm-hmm. like forever's not a thing. You can define your own forever.
So we'd made yet another Seinfeld episode about nothing. Sweet. Yeah, I think it. I don't know. I just keep going back. It takes a village, man. It takes a lot of.
Well, I like your non-linear thing.
Yeah,
and I couldn't agree with you more about. You asked about forever in a relationship, and like we're always going to be changing and adapting to each other. And so I really think it's important to recognize there are times in a relationship where one person's going to carry more of the weight. And guess what? That's not forever.
Right.
Then it needs to switch. And it needs to be like you hold each other up. That's the lasting thing. Because, again, I'm going to wipe the forever word from relationships and just say lasting. Just kind of like...
lasting growth.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Just like I want to scrape normal. That's not a thing either. And I want to replace that with healthy.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, well, that's normal. You don't have to worry about that. I'm going to start saying healthy instead of normal, because normal doesn't mean anything either.
Yeah.
It's very similar to forever, in my opinion. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Normal's toast. I know, because I'm just trying to think. I'm like, a set of breasts. I'm so sorry is where I started, where I'm like,
breasts?
Somebody said normal.
You started with breasts.
I did, because I had recently listened to, it was a Brené. Oh, God, I thought I made a whole episode without Brené, but it was a case study Brené did, and it was like, what is it? It's two pages in this textbook of different racks. I'll just say it. And it was so...
Big ones, little ones.
Warming to my soul to hear that, like, how many folks felt like, oh, thank God, that's me, that's closer to me. I'm a mix between these three. And I think that, like, there's no freaking normal. Like,
That was in a Brené book?
It was a case study. It was in the, I'll think of the name of that book. Sorry to leave you hanging, but...
that's fine.
It's like the one about this being
we'll
your...
Put it
you
in...
think it's just me, or you think it's just you, but it
oh,
isn't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm butchering that. But that's how much we love her. And so, yeah, I think that best late staying, I'm going to be forever curious, but not make big prom. I'm going to live one day at a time.
Right. For the rest of my days, I want to stay open-minded with a growth mindset and support my partner who I've chosen to spend my days with. I want forever to more mean every stage of my life.
That's, I like it.
That's what I want forever to mean, and that's how I'm going to choose to define it.
Through all the seasons.
Because you looked up the real definitions. I know you shared a few, but they were not pleasant
things. I didn't look up definition. I was just like, why are all of my synonyms so dark? And then I'm like, they just are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Morning, noon, and night. And I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. But that's just, it's good. It provides a little bit of, I like a little bit of tension in this room. But I knew that I was like, man, this is the ultimate Mr. Hallmark movie who is banking on me getting on board with forever. So I love that I think we're exactly on the same page.
Yeah. You can't guarantee forever. What you can guarantee is like, I want to support you. You know, we've made the point, and that's really what I feel about it. But, you know,
yeah,
that's what it comes down to, in my opinion.
I like it. Yeah. Music, could we argue that's forever? Because like lasting, I don't know. Everything feels so ethereal all of a sudden. All
right. This has really blown your mind.
It has. I know. I'm feeling all the thoughts. I loved it.
I'm glad I picked a reasonably diggable topic.
Yeah. And I love that we started with Sandlot forever, because it does kind of make me want to swing. Like I want to arms wide and like scoop everything up. Where it did. It kind of gave me.
I wasn't
me
sure
a,
what you meant by
it
that.
It gave me a little bit of a, like a wake up and get in your body, woman, because life is happening. And so I want to. Yeah.
So you said swing.
Swing
and
for the fences.
And I went, what? I want to swing. But That
so makes, that makes you me... said you would support me.
What? Whoa, that's see, that's a tough one. That's what like the whole marriage forever
so
comes
he is
with.
Referencing the yes that you just said, your swing is a euphemism for yes. Now that I'm not baseball playing, but play in the field romantic.
I wish we had like a thruple.
You wish we had
not you and I. I'm like I wish that. In this room as a guest, we had a thruple that we could ask questions because I wonder what they'd think of threat forever. You know what I mean? Like
I feel like they're better suited because there's more
in the past 20 years.
Parts feels like a more secure foundation.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Sturdier. See, feels like, sturdy.
In the last 20 years, there's been a huge sort of uptick in polyamory and people who are not monogamous. And what does that commitment look like? I wonder if forever's even in their vocab.
Will, if you're listening, would love to have a fantastic conversation where you, yeah, I have taken a vow of an open mind and JT is apparently not so much in this realm. But I do think that's absolutely right. It's very interesting point. Used your word. But we'll see.
So I want to throw one more question at you.
Okay, boo.
And it's sort of a big one in the context of our relationship. You know, having made that forever, and again, I don't believe in that word anymore. Thank you for that.
Yes.
What made you willing to make a commitment like that again?
To you.
Yeah.
You know, I think my first forever personally came with, it was... I'm thinking about a cousin of different cousin, but a cousin of mine that was like, Jordan, the night of my marriage forever went from like, aw, forever to like, holy shit, forever. Like, this is like forever forevs. And so that was awesome. And you know who you are. But I feel like that forever was very regimented. Like I was locked into, I didn't have anything like in my mind, what we're talking about of I will grow with you. I will embrace my own individuality and shine a light on yours and yada, yada, yada. It felt like this is who you're going to be and you're going to pursue this dream path and things of that nature. And you and I came in so, I find it was unique to me, but we came in so hot.
Yeah.
And we both were in, I know we've mentioned it here, but in there was tragedy and trauma and just shitty, bad, icky things going on that we were broken-ish to a degree that we let it all out. And so it was really okay to fail. Like, I felt so honest, big time, next level, holy shit, I never knew that about myself, kind of breakthrough honesty and getting to know you and very, very, yeah. Hard and fast is not a word, but it was. It was like an intense, like, yeah, give me the reasons behind.
Yeah.
And we couldn't deny the states that we were in, and not to over-dramatize at all, but it was just like, I'm not going to paint a pretty picture because this is real. And that made it so cool because when we did promise whatever that word, using forever that day was, I have permission to screw up change my plan and decide that even though I wish I could dance hip hop, I can't.
You can. Come on.
I will forever continue to.
There you go.
But I am not actively training. And so you set it up. We were able to set it up together where I had a foundation that allowed my forever said hand in hand and not with a list of expectations.
Yeah, we manage the expectations. We are human beings. Yeah. We are going to screw up. We are going to fail. I want to forever learn how to, you know, learn from my failures, you know? Like those,
right.
That's, so I couldn't, you couldn't have answered that better. And thanks for making me
feel
good.
There's nothing sexier than the bounce. But no, I have a really good question that I hadn't thought about that. Because I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? I proposed to you. But it was that early that I was like, he did. He sure did. But I knew that, yeah, I was promising. I was saying, I believe in this person. And I believe he's telling me the truth and the way he's going to love and support me. And then, but I mean, on our website, it says Jordan's current husband, JT. And I
yes,
know
I'm aware.
It just is a little twinge. It's, ouch.
The first time I read it, it hurt a little bit, but it's pretty funny, actually.
I love how many calls I got that they're like, Jordan, oh my God, you've made a mistake. And I'm like, no, I didn't. Like to keep him on his toes.
So I got one more sort of hard-hitting hitting question. I lied to you before. I apologize. This popped into my brain.
Big fat liar.
Do you think love is forever? Because
we... As an energy?
No. I mean, so we started by saying that we both have made this commitment before and we're no longer a part of that commitment. We're both divorced once before. I think that, do you think that the love that you had for that person dies and when the relationship ends?
Ooh, I don't know if love dies, because I do. I think love is everything. I think it's energy. I think that would be heartbreaking to think that I had to close off, because that would really be the death of that person, that version, that phase of my life. Mm-hmm. How tragic. Like, I feel like my ex and I don't talk, but how great that I still, like, love, and I send him love with my heart, not on the reg, but like, sure, it's an autopilot, you know?
Exactly. I wasn't trying to set you up for failure, because I think that's really healthy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I think that love can shift, because you, like I said, with the energy of the lessons that you learned about yourself, what you want, what you need, what you can stand for, what you're hungry for, that all of that you can then bring into the next and leave gratitude. That's love. Gratitude for that person of what they gave you, because you did not do that alone.
Right.
And I am here today and lucky enough to be living this day because of all that stuff that went down. Aw.
Clapping for you.
Good question.
Well, again, we didn't rehearse any of that. So I was just throwing you on the spot.
There's no rehearsal. Yeah.
I know that my partner would never say, like, no, that love just dies. Like, of course, you still have that compassion and that empathy and that energy. Like, it shouldn't just go away.
Compassion's a really good word for it. Like, I wish them, you know, and if you have a romantic relationship that ends with, angrily, violently, brutal, bad ending, I would still argue, like, how much, put that love, even if you want to whatever with that person, but put all that love that you had into taking healing and, you know, taking better care of your, you know, getting a new great tomorrow.
Right.
And all
so
of
maybe
that.
Love is forever.
I think that's pretty good. Oh, my little Valentine.
Hey, you made fun of me because we were talking dark before Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Oh, we did good. You did a great job bringing it back.
We got places in this podcast.
It's all about Dionne Warwick. Yeah.
Started with a very broad topic. We got a lot of places. It was good.
It is. It's good to kind of, I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it when you're curious.
All right, everybody. Well, I'm JT.
And I'm Jordan. Thanks so much for being here. Until next time.
Be brave, beautiful friends.